The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going.
This is Charmaine Clark.
And I'm Dante Haywood. Recognizing that we have only one Earth, many strides have been taken to repair the damage done by current and previous generations. Researchers have begun to notice the effects that the environment has on our health.
One of the most commonly and drastically affected age groups are children and young adults.
We conducted interviews with Dr. Craig Smith, who is working in the ICU at Children's Hospital.
And with Dr. Scott Faber, who is a developmental pediatrician at the Children's Institute, who holds a special interest in the effect of heavy metals on youth.
Both highlighted a couple of issues related to the environment and possible solutions and ways to solve and/or handle these problems.
Dr. Craig Smith describes lead poisoning, a common problem that affects youth, and its research and treatment.
And the importance of all this is that children, especially at a young age, who are exposed to lead can develop learning disabilities and chronic pain, chronic anemia. There's a lot of downside if they're exposed and it's not taken care of.
Issues like poisoning from lead and other heavy metals have been linked to materials that were used during the construction of older buildings before their danger was recognized.
Asthma, on the other hand, is an environmental problem that has been associated with air pollution.
Regarding Pittsburgh's pollution, Dr. Smith says,
Pittsburgh's really bad. And the reason for Pittsburgh isn't because of ongoing pollution. The reason for Pittsburgh is because of its history of industry. And so there's lots of toxic and noxious things that are being released all the time that can make asthma worse for kids.
Dr. Smith then went on to question possible causes of asthma.
How much of a child getting asthma is genetics and how much of a child getting asthma is being exposed to something bad in the environment? How much of it is a child having a bad infection as an infant?
Dr. Scott Faber presented a number of possible solutions to handle air pollution and other environmental problems that affect the health of our children.
There's another area of breakthrough that needs to happen, and that is cleaning up what we can't see. We need to clean all of that up. We can't see it, smell it, or taste it, but it's there, and it's very, very powerful.
Dr. Faber recognizes that compromise is necessary.
It's very important for us to have win-win discussions with industries because the truth is, you know, they provide extraordinary economic and other benefits to the region.
Dr. Faber describes Pittsburgh as having a history of being one of the economic breadbaskets of the world, talking about a solution to the city's air pollution.
We need to address all of the industries by saying that, you know, this is time to green up, and it's really time to make profits by and get more jobs by creating mechanisms by which they do their jobs and make their profits, and also at the same time do not release as much toxin.
Repairing Earth is not going to happen overnight.
But recognizing Earth's effect on our lives is the first step.
This series was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
and was created and made possible by the Heinz Endowment's Youth Philanthropy Interns Program.
More information on the Heinz Endowment is available at heinz.org.